In this episode, you'll discover how to compete for the job by influencing the review committee that's going to look at all the different company proposals that are in competition.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, this is one of my favorite topics. I want to drop it into this episode. You need to do this if your company competes against other companies for the magic word of yes when submitting a proposal. And candidly, who doesn't? I mean, sure, the person that gets hired today is typically the one that's got an established relationship, right? People do business with people they have relationships with. But when you're competing against other companies and that competition is fierce, and in a remote world, you can't get out in front and be in the room and sell them and use your charm and make eye contact and do all those things, I want to teach you one of my top secrets. Now, this strategy will help you when your proposal gets sent, after you've already had the 3 meetings or the 5 meetings and you've looked at their RFP or you've gone down the rabbit hole with them and answered all their questions and they ask you for pricing. And you submit it. I want to help you optimize that part of your process. I've gone through this at length with my team over the years. I have a surefire solution that is a game changer for my business. It will be for yours. And it's actually rather simple. I'd like you to realize that every proposal should not be submitted via email as a first way that people get it. Like when they say, okay, send us a proposal, you know, we're kind of interested in you guys, although we're looking at other people, but send us your proposal. Where people stub their toe is, and I think this is a statement or a activity of a salesperson that has a lack of confidence. Typically, when you get to pulling together the pricing, this is where a salesperson gets a little wobbly in their confidence. They start to have doubt because they don't know where the prospect is, what their price range or budget is. So here's what I like to do. First, I want to increase certainty that I've dialed this proposal in to meet their needs. Like, there's no reason to send it via email and wash your hands. That's a low success tactic. Instead, what I want you to do is I want you to have a high customer service moment with them. And I want you to demonstrate your abilities to collaborate, take feedback, and then dial things in even tighter. So when you've got the proposal, set up a meeting, a Zoom, where you're going to ask the prospect and their team to come onto the Zoom call and have a working proposal meeting where you're going to show them the proposal, walk them through it, and you're going to be asking for guidance on how to modify it even further to best meet their needs because you want to hit a bullseye, okay? And I always say I call it a working proposal meeting because I want to establish from the beginning and I tell them that I'm going to put it up on the screen. We're going to make modifications together. So when we get off the call, this proposal is dialed in exactly how you would like it. Okay. I'm kind of giving them an opportunity, a free experience to see what it's like to collaborate with me. Okay. And how consultive and I'm going to be through the process. So the last thing people want to do is hire somebody that is a jerk or is egocentric. They want somebody that's going to be collaborative. So demonstrate it. Send them a Zoom call. Walk them through. Your first slide should be, and I do it in slides. I do not do this in text. I create a visual keynote deck or PowerPoint deck, and I put images on there that correlate back to what they're asking. The reason I do this is people buy visually. By the way, this is not the big revelation. Dun, 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 dun. People, it's coming up. Oh, I'm holding it in my back pocket. I'm going to leash this thing on you in just a second. But when people buy, they buy visually. You're no different. When people date, they date visually. And then they learn more. So what I'd like you to do is manage the logical thoughts that are going through that prospect's head. And as they go through the proposal, make it as clear to understand as possible. Like Donald Miller from StoryBrand says, if you confuse, you lose. Right? Increase clarity. Put the information there. Show an example of it on the side. And create a visual PowerPoint or keynote deck, walk them through, and then when the first slide should be, here's what we heard or discovered, where you walk through and say, here's what your goal is. This is what you're trying to do, right? And then when you're done of that one slide, just pump the brakes and say, let me do a quick check-in. Did I miss anything? People love thoroughness. Because I'd like to make sure that as we go through this, I take your feedback and make modifications before I submit the proposal for your team to review. People love this. So now you make whatever modifications they want on that first slide. You walk them through each piece of the project. You ask them for modification. And then at the end, you say, I'm going to take all that feedback and I'm going to wrap this thing up and give you the latest version after this call, and I'll send it over for your team. Now, here's where you go next level and mastery. In this remote world, you ain't getting in front of your prospect or their review committee. You've been talking probably with one person or two people, and they're like your internal champions. But people don't make decisions on their own anymore. In business, we're all terrified of losing our job. Even the CEO, even somebody like me, needs to pull in a couple other big brains so we can make a smart decision together. So this is how you do it. If you're talking with one person, two people, three people, but you know that there's going to be more people in the process, when you get off that call, when you firmed up the proposal, I want you to jump on something like Soapbox by Wistia. And I want you to put your proposal up on the screen next to you. Share a screen. Your proposal that's visual, because people buy visually, and your beautiful, charming face, because people buy visually, that's making eye contact with the camera, and create an overview video. It is a proposal video. And walk that prospect and their review committee through the entire proposal. I start like this. Hey, John, thank you so much for all of your help on this proposal. It's been a real honor to hear about what your team's needs and goals are. And as such, I've created this proposal video for your team so you could show it to everybody while you're reviewing the companies that we're competing against. Let me tell you about what we learned. And then I go to that first slide. Here's what we discovered. Here's the strategy. Here's what we're proposing that you purchase and how long it's going to take. And here's the timeline, the Gantt chart. It's going to cost X. These are all of the production timelines for us to hit your final end goal date. And then in there, show some samples. Like we did this for client XYZ, quote, from that client, oh my God, Todd's team, they're the best, da 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 da. All of that is social proof. But when you do that proposal video, you need to have the right level of certainty, clarity, energy, and emotion. Those are all elements that need to be wrapped up into this video. And then send it over to them. And send that over in an email to them or a text message if you've been communicating that way, and then send it off and say, when your team is reviewing the other proposals, please play this video for your team. It'll break down the unique value that we provide and how we're going to help you achieve your specific goal. In this world where most people are sending PDFs, just go a little bit further. It's going to take you maybe another 10 or 15 minutes, but if you've already spent 40 hours to get to this point or 20 hours to get to this point, what do you care if it takes a couple more minutes, right? Like if you get to the end zone and you're like on the 2-yard line, punch that sucker in. Make sure you enter the end zone with conviction. Send that proposal video. Make sure they open it. Get the notifications when they open it. Follow up with any questions, and you will see how much more efficient you become to closing deals like a friggin' boss. If you want to learn some of my best strategies, yo, like the one I just dropped right here as a knowledge bomb into this episode, if you want to get some of my best strategies, I've got 20 minutes of me knowledge bombing you on how to sell remotely in this new world where you can't get in front of your prospects. And if you want to get access to that, I've got it for free on my website. You can go and look at that video. You don't even have to enter your contact information to see it. Just giving it away to better the universe. But if you think after watching it that my team could be of help in getting your company next level, like we did for ourselves, getting ourselves to the Inc. 5000 list as one of the fastest growing privately held businesses in the world. Oh man, I did that again. In the country, I'm a marketer. In the country, then there's a form on that page. Just fill it out, send it off. It'll help us get a 15-minute meeting with you where we can hear your goals and see if we can help you guys get there faster. It would be an honor for us, me or one of my top strategists, to jump on a call with you and to hear about your business and what you're trying to accomplish. You can get access to that page in the 20 minutes of knowledge bombs at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales, and I'll continue to do my job, enrich your life to help you sell faster, help your marketing and your sales team close deals quicker so you can live the life and develop the company you always dreamed of having. Boom!